This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Freedom Central. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. All wet as she is. Victoria Keelan is here. Dry as she is. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, everything's all dried out, is it now?
We are all dried out, yes. Thankfully.
Out, yes.
I think there's some residual work to be done, but everything's better, thankfully.
Drama. How much of our life is drama? You had that drama. Victoria has the ongoing drama of her wedding this weekend.
Not for long.
No, right. It'll be over. A week from today, you'll all be happy and scotched down in the... It'll be just the three of us. It'll be nice. In Mexico somewhere.
We really can't wait.
You can't?
We're very excited to have you with us.
It'll be a good time for all. So let's get to some of the issues of the day, shall we? I'm having a hard time deciding. Would you ladies please help me? Do we discuss the Washington Redskins or how ridiculous the news media's focus on the children of presidents? Which would you like to take first?
How about football? Yeah, right. They got good news, right? Yesterday,
they did, in fact. Right. That's
Jennifer. Are we doing sports news now?
Well, this is kind of... this is more than just a sports story. It is sports, but it's more than sports because it sort of sets the tone for a lot of different things. Yes, we do have it included in our sports category today. The Supreme Court struck down an act that prohibited trademarks from being awarded to certain entities because of the terms that people might seem... the way people might see the name or the phrase as disparaging. The court struck down a part of a federal law that denies trademark protection of terms that disparage the living or the dead. In other words, boys and girls, can you trademark a name that might be offensive to somebody or some group? The answer is yes. Snyder, the owner, Dan Snyder, says that the team is, quote, thrilled with the unanimous Supreme Court decision as it resolves the Redskins' longstanding dispute with the government. So, how did this take place? How is it that there was a groundswell of support? Was this just something that sort of started on its own? Was it whipped up by certain portions of the news media? The Redskins demeans Native American, that term. Where did that all come from? And I ask it because I honestly don't remember what whipped this into the firestorm that it was, other than I can hear somebody saying, oh, well, the Redskins is defamatory. Did somebody who had red skin say they were offended by this, or was it somebody else who didn't have red skin that said this was offensive? And I don't even know how to determine.
I got red skin right now.
I've got a sunburn on my face and my arm, so I'm a red skin.
Well, Kara will probably remember this better because she's in that area. But I seem to remember that it was one Native American who caused this lawsuit. But then I remember that there was also like a whole group when they did a poll as to if this was offensive or not, that it was like 97% of Native Americans said no. So, I don't know. Do you remember that, Kara? It was a few couple of years ago.
I can't remember. I think it was more than one, but it was just a small group that had decided
it. That's where it started from, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it really... I'm always a little bit curious about polls like that. I was saying to Victoria the other day, I'm always curious when they do these surveys and these polls about, you know...
I've never been polled
for anything, so I'm never really sure, you know, who they're actually asking the question of, but... I do think this was a little bit of a situation where, you know, a couple people were involved and were upset by it, and then it kind of snowballed out of control, and whether everyone else involved was actually Native American or just other people who were offended on the behalf of Native Americans, I don't really know. I don't watch football. And if I did, it would be Baltimore, not D.C. So, but sorry, Redskins.
The Ravens, that's offensive to birds. Calling them the Ravens, that's offensive. The birds are upset. About it. Yes,
but did the owner of the Redskins, I mean, because Snyder. this is Snyder, how long has he owned the team, do we know?
Long time. Quite a long time.
Has he ever explored changing the name just to get rid of the controversy?
No, he likes the controversy.
Ew. Yeah, why?
Yeah. No, he didn't. He was not for changing the name
at
all.
Well, the Redskins have to do something to stay in the news. Let's be real. Yeah. they're not really winning a lot of...
Doesn't Tom Cruise own a small part of them? That came out a couple years ago. He owns a...
What a random team to own part of.
Well, he's so random, too. But, yeah, he was in the box, in the owner's box all the time and a couple seasons ago, and everyone's like, wait a second, what's going on? And then it turns out he owned, like, a small stake or something, or Scientology does.
Well, so that's another avenue to explore here, because Scientology is not thought of as being the mainstream when it comes to religion. They're denigrated by people who don't like them, and the fact they don't like them takes shape in lots of different ways. I don't know that much about... Well, that's not true. I actually did study Scientology when I first got to Los Angeles and was, as a new member of the staff at KABC, I was inundated with material from Scientology because they listen around to the new people who are in town. They try to grab hold of them in one way or another to influence what they do. And so they brought me into the fellow who was in charge of the fellow named Herbert Jentz at that time, J-E-N-S-T, I think his name was spelled. He was an interesting fellow, very smart. They had this, but there was something about them that was just different. And I'm not suggesting that different is bad, but a lot of people think different is bad. And then so you have to define what normal is. I don't think you can define normalcy anymore. I don't think there is any such thing as normalcy, no matter what category you are focusing on, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, whether it's business, whether it's family life. What is normal and how do you handle it? The abnormal is what's normal. And so you get into these situations, these sort of gray areas, trying to understand what it is that makes most people happy. I don't think most people give a damn whether the Washington Redskins are called the Redskins or the Washington Genesis or the Washington Shillings, or I don't think anybody cares.
I would probably care if they were called that. I better be making some money off of it.
But you know what I mean. It just becomes this crazy distraction. And sometimes it's fun, and sometimes it's annoying. So I trip into the next area that I suggested. I am becoming so tired of watching Melania Trump and what's the sister's name? Sasha? What's the sister's name?
Melania Trump? First Lady? Trump.
No.
you mean Sasha Obama. And Malia Obama.
Yeah,
okay.
Malia. Right, thank you. Oh, and then Baron Trump and people making a comment yesterday about the fact he got off of the helicopter wearing a red T-shirt. Who gives a damn? And why should
like
we care
fashion icon.
Whether Malia is her cleavage is showing? Leave him alone, for God's sakes. What possible... This is a headline. Baron Trump's fashion turns heads as first family visits Camp David. Really?
Oh,
whose
geez.
Head was turned? Mine wasn't. Was yours? Was anybody's that makes a difference? And why? And the same thing could be said for whether Malia Obama has whether too much flesh is showing and whatever dress she's wearing or where it came from. My
is this,
God.
By the way, is this from a party that they went to, I think, with her parents over the weekend or last weekend or something? Because there was one outfit where I did see an article, and I don't know that I would call it, you know, the news media or anything, but it was the Mirror or whatever, you know, gossip rag was talking about it. And, you know, how you could see her cleavage. But I will say the dress she was wearing looked really good. So it was a nice dress. I would buy it.
Okay. So then I just don't say, are you interested in any of this stuff? I would ask Jennifer or Victoria, does any of this stuff, am I the only one who thinks that this is asinine?
I think I'm interested in it, and the ladies might agree. From a fashion perspective,
yeah.
I loved a lot of Michelle Obama's outfits. I love a lot of Melania Trump's outfits.
Right.
And so I'm interested to see what they're wearing and who the designer is, and it's not that I could afford any of it, but it's pretty to
right.
look at. But I'm only interested from the fashion perspective. I don't really care to go beyond that and talk about whether their arms are showing too much or whether they're, you know, showing too much boobs or any of that.
Right. Agreed. 100%.
But you're a guy. I think women look at women look at fashion. I think it's interesting, but I do think it's kind of strange and ironic and funny is that Barron Trump has now become a fashion icon. It seems like
wearing
whatever
red
he
t-shirt.
Wears, he got off the plane with that expert T-shirt and it immediately sold out at J. Crew. I should think that's kind of strange because he's 11,
yeah.
But and he's an 11-year-old boy, but I don't know if that kind of stuff bothers me. I don't like when they insult what people look like. I mean, Chelsea
right.
Clinton was the biggest example of what happened there. I mean, that was
no.
people were horrible to
no.
her.
But it was worse with Jimmy Carter's daughter.
Well, see, I wasn't alive for that, so, but
right.
for my history.
Thank you. Chalk one up for the old guy. Yeah.
But, I mean, people were
she
horrible
was,
to her. It was brutal.
Yeah, they were horrible to... what was her name? Began with an A. I don't even remember
Amy.
What her name was. Amy, that was it, yeah. She was really excoriated. And so it's but you go back to when Eisenhower's kids were in the White House, and then Kennedy's kids were in the White House. I don't even know if, now I'm thinking back to that. I know Roosevelt had children, but I don't know if Truman had any children. It seems to me he did. I'm pretty sure he did. But
there's always going to, I think especially with Jackie Kennedy, that's where it really kicked into high gear. There's a fascination with the first family, and I think it's nice. They're our version of royalty, and it doesn't matter who the family is or what the political association is.
But objectifying them, I don't mind that, Victoria, but objectifying them in the way that I think some have. With this
I don't agree with being mean or any of that. But it's not uncommon that, if Barron's wearing a T-shirt that it would sell out. He's the first little boy to live in the White House since John F. Kennedy Jr. So there is there's a national curiosity with it. And I think all of that I think that's nice. But when it gets to the point where it's like Malia's cleavage, okay, come on.
Yeah.
That's really pushing it.
Yep. I think you're right. It's 19 past the hour.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Essential worm in the form of Justin Bieber. I can't believe we're playing one of his.
Only because it's not a favorable story about Justin. That's right. Why.
So this is a focus on Hanson, who slammed the boob, the worm, and his music in a new interview, comparing Bieber's music to a sexually transmitted disease. Taylor and Zach Hanson have become big deals. This is one of their songs, Bop. Is that how you pronounce it? I remember we worked with this, Jennifer, I think, for a while. Bop. They are not fans of Mr. Bieber and a lot of other stuff that's in the chart, the pop chart today. While playing Whose Song Is It Anyway during an interview with a radio station in Australia, Hanson was asked to identify Bieber's remix. Did I try to pronounce this the other day?
Yeah, gazpacho or gazpacho.
I love gazpacho.
Right. It was really close.
It was?
Yeah.
Gazpacho, I believe, is what you told me. So, they're comparing Mbop to Despacito? How does that work?
Well, no, they played this song for Hanson to guess who sings it, and none of them knew who sang it.
Really?
And they were happy that they didn't know that it was, when they found out it was a Bieber song.
Chlamydia of the ear
is what they called it.
That's not the song title.
Right. I like these guys, Hanson. Let's have more of their music. I don't know that much.
Well, they don't really have all that much.
Big Hanson fan.
Yeah.
Well, that's an overstatement.
I always think of you as being a big handsome man.
A handsome man? No. They were already kind of too young when I was.
You know what, though? I grew up and my mom loved Hanson so much. And then I grew up with two older sisters and we all had long blonde hair. So we kind of joked that we were the female version of Hanson when I was growing up. But when was the last time they had a song or a song that made any kind of headway in the chart?
What am I remembering? Maybe at Christmas time, Jen, I thought maybe you were excited about their Christmas album?
I think you're thinking of me. I have
it was Kara.
Okay, Kara's the Kara.
You
sorry,
have blonde
Jen.
Hair? Wait a minute. The thing that stops me is Kara had blonde hair when she was younger.
I like to think of myself as a blonde. Yeah. It's darker. It was up in a ponytail, so you probably couldn't see my blonde.
Your glasses
and,
got in the way of everything else. All right.
Okay.
No, that wasn't bad. That was good.
I don't think it's bad. I just think it's funny that you can't see past the glass.
Well, I kind of looked into your eyes, and that's what I looked at. All right, let's get another controversy taken care of here. Miley Cyrus has a younger brother named Brazen, made his runway debut in Dolce & Gabbana's Spring Milan Fashion Week show. Didn't we talk about them yesterday?
We did, yeah. Because they're dressing Melania Trump, and they have they've made those hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana t-shirts for $250.
Yeah. Is that the shot that Miley Cyrus took?
She didn't mention Melania Trump. She just basically thanked you. She went on Instagram and said, you know, congratulations to her brother for being a model in the show. And then she added, P.S., I strongly disagree with your politics, but I do support your company's effort to celebrate young artists and give them a platform to shine their light for all to see. Doesn't sound like it's that big of a deal, but Dolce & Gabbana took it very personally, and they've vowed they're never going to work with her brother again.
Nice,
they've said a lot of controversial stuff, so.
All right, 28 after here on the DJV show.
Be grateful every day. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Gratitude changes everything. Think about it. When you're suffering, you're not in the state of gratitude. You cannot hold a state of gratitude and suffering simultaneously. When you're suffering, it's because the focus is on what you do not have. When you're in a state of gratitude, your focus is on what you do have. Suffering is inevitable. To be honest, I don't know if it's possible to walk around in gratitude 24 hours a day, 7 days a week either. But what I do know is this. When you're in a state of gratitude, you will not also be in a state of suffering. My invitation to you today is to be mindful to express as much gratitude as you can. For more on emotional management and gratitude, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So now 34 after the hour, staying on track with what's happening in the world, the things that you really are caring about this Tuesday with the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and you can like us on Facebook. So what's the big thing, the most exciting thing that's been posted to the DJV Show site in the last couple of days? Victoria, what do you think grabs people? What has been grabbing them?
Grabbing people. Grabbing. I don't know.
You don't know? What grabbed you?
That's in terms of headlines and
things that have other. You're so focused on getting married this weekend. I'm trying to pull you away from there.
There's a whole world out here, Victoria.
I know, right? I am. Trying to find my fiancé's wedding ring. So that's where I've been. That's been the headline for me, how incompetent the U.S. Postal Service is.
Oh, come on.
You don't think that they
are? How can you say that? Oh. I mailed 4 payments last month, one to Verizon.
And only 2 of them got lost.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I think none of them got delivered, as a matter of fact. I've been fighting with Verizon and one of the banks for
And there was one other company that I've been that the payment was lost. And so you play this catch-up game, because then you have to pay for whatever it is with a credit card, and that screws up the record-keeping, screws up what the bill shows. Ay, 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 ay.
Right.
So,
it's a mess. Postal Service.
It's more a mess than it ever has been, and they are so clueless as to how to fix it. And it looks like they don't even care.
They don't care. I was at two different post offices yesterday. I was on the phone with their consumer affairs, and I was on Twitter begging for USPS help on Twitter, and I literally got the same answer eventually after working for hours at this. Well, it's just not going to happen. Yeah. That's the answer. Sorry, right. There's nothing we can do.
The incompetence that's there.
Yeah.
I've gone through this. Jennifer, I think, was horrified when I described the menagerie at the Santa Monica post office. If you could find somebody that could speak English, plenty of people speak Spanish there, Korean, Chinese, you name it, except there's nobody there that can speak English. And it's offensive, frankly, that we now, as taxpayers, have to subsidize this incompetent and have for years. Since World War II, the Postal Service has basically been a fraud. And so when there are announcements made, like yesterday, to celebrate the upcoming total solar eclipse, the U.S. Postal Service is releasing its first thermochromic stamp.
I think that's the coolest thing they've ever done.
Stamp.
Or maybe the only cool thing.
Yeah. There's no heat there because there's no energy.
Can I ask a question? Why do we care if a stamp reacts to heat?
That's a good question.
It changes it, and then I guess when it's cold, it's like a
maybe that means you can find what you use. If you send something using one of these stamps, you can actually find it somehow or other.
How about a tracking chip? I mean, would actually be something of use. I mean, I am all about a cool stamp, but give me a break. I don't understand why we don't privatize the Postal Service. It's
good
not working.
Question.
It's not competing against companies like FedEx and UPS.
So, and Amazon. Pretty
and
soon,
Amazon's
going to put them all out of business.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Everybody throws their hands up. But if this is a country run by consent or consensus, then why isn't that fixed? That's a great question, the way you posed it, Jennifer. That's a great question. And the poor things, I mean, I feel badly for Victoria because of the frustration. You can't find her husband-to-be doesn't have a wedding ring because it was sent by, even if you send it special.
It was sent with, you know, the special bells and whistles through the post office.
So there's no tracking device for it?
There's a tracking number, and they know where it ended up. It's at a plant somewhere. But no one works at the plant who can answer the phone, is what they told me.
No.
So they get somebody in a truck,
okay,
and they send them over to the plant.
There
UPS
might be hope
truck.
To make you a conservative yet, Victoria. This is government.
Yeah,
I know, right?
This is what happens when too much government gets in the way. You can't answer the phone at a plant.
Yeah.
Because it's against whatever.
Yeah. And I said, well, if I just go there, because it's in Midtown Manhattan. I said, well, I know where the building is. Can I just go there?
Yeah,
no, they won't let you in. Well, why not? If I'm knocking on the door with a tracking number, why won't they let me in? Well, no one's allowed to answer the door to let the public in. I'm like, so no one can answer the phone. No one can answer the door.
The height of stupidity.
Are they operating on aliens in there?
The height of stupidity.
The lady said, well, it's just all conveyor belts. And I said, so my package is probably stuck under a conveyor belt somewhere where no one can look for it.
No,
but
nobody cares
a guy
to look
in there
for
pressing
because they don't
the
give
button.
A damn.
Right.
They get paid no matter what. There's no reason for them to go off on and to really give service because they get paid. They've learned, like chipmunks, how to do whatever it is that they do, and they don't have to.
Just enough. It's the bare minimum to get
enough.
Paid and not fired.
That's right.
But isn't that all government employees, the DMV?
Too many of them.
Just enough
too
to
many.
Not get fired?
Too many. Yep, too many of them. But as you see the world changing, Jennifer's right on, when you see how the privatization of businesses like this. Yesterday we were talking about Amazon taking over Whole Foods, $42 a share, 27% more than the price when they took over on Friday. The price was 27% lower than that on Thursday. And then you think about what all of this means to you with the acquisition of Amazon acquisition of Whole Foods by Amazon. They, in my opinion, will now dominate food delivery. This is something that they've been working on. I didn't realize this for 2 years. And so now what this means eventually, the same kind of thing that confronts Macy's and the big box stores is going to confront the big food store. Oh, excuse me, the grocery store. I just think that's where this is going. There are 431 upper-income prime location distribution nodes for everything Amazon does. And that's why this is important, in my opinion anyway. This is like Walmart. They tell you, order it online and go pick it up at the store, right? Isn't that what they tell you, Target and Walmart and Costco and all the other?
You can do that, yeah. Huh? You can do that. That's an option if you don't want it, you know, if you want it immediately and you're nearby the store, sure.
The best thing about this, from my perspective, is that it gives the local farmer, this is one of the things about Whole Foods that's really good. People don't want to pay for good food. One of the things we tease about Whole Foods and how expensive it is to buy stuff there, and yeah, they do have a heavy markup, but it also is expensive for local farmers to produce good food. Here I am, Mr. Farmer. We were talking earlier, Jennifer and Victoria, off the air, about things that are exciting for women to discuss or hear discussed and things that are not exciting for women to hear and discuss. Does it excite you and your friends when I talk as much as I do about farming and the local farmer and how he's getting screwed around by, we're back to the government talking about the Postal Service, but the government approving mergers like the Dow takeover of DuPont, which is anathema to the food supply. Does that trigger an interest in women of all ages? Am I on firm ground here? Because it is, I'm so passionate about it, sometimes I lose my focus or lose my objectivity. That happens in a lot of different things, but it certainly happens when it comes to food and farmers. So I want you to tell me whether you bless this. Do I? Because the Amazon thing boils down to the local farmer, as far as I'm concerned. It boils down to two things. One, the fact they can use these stores for distribution locations. And two, Amazon has always lived by customer. They put the customer first. And people in this country, unless I'm completely missing my guess, value still healthy, good food on the table. And this not only will revolutionize the food supply chain, but it will be able to focus more directly on agricultural technology, what's being grown locally. They highlight in their stores the stuff that's grown, and they put the information about the farm and all of that stuff there. And I think that's one of the reasons that they've become as popular. People don't like the price, but they do like the food. So I ask you again, am I going too far with this, or is this good palatable conversation?
I mean, I want to see what Jen says, because Doug, you know that I kind of feel very similarly with you, and food is an important issue for me, and all the, you know, Monsanto stuff. And Jen doesn't. I don't think we've heard Jen say much about that. So I'm more interested to see what Jen thinks.
Okay, if you want real honesty.
Of course.
I think that it's interesting sometimes. I think that sometimes it can go, we can spend a little bit more time than I would think is optimal on a topic. But I think it's interesting. I think people are always trying to make good food choices, and I think it's important to know where our food comes from. For me, it's not the most important pressing issue in the world, but, you know, I know for a lot of people it's something like, you know, for Victoria, this is one of the most important issues in the world. So, I mean, I respect that we talk about it for sure.
So, I'm going to throw this at you, because you and I, because we're so close, I know I can read you and you can read me, and we almost don't have to talk. Because we've
Which
listened to
each other. Incredibly boring, by the
for
way.
For so long. Well, but here's the whole discussion about, and this is what makes life so interesting, because we all have, whether we're men or women, it's hard for me to agree or to go along with programmers who say, this is how all women think, or this is
right.
how all Republicans
right.
think, or this is how all old people think. It's just this bogus BS. So
yesterday I'm thinking about who's going to replace Sean Spicer. And I'm really a fan of Huckabee's daughter. So much more so than I ever was of his. I just think she's a star. And why there's any discussion of anybody else coming into that job befuddles me. So I see this Guilfoyle who's on the Fox, what is that blabber fest that they have, the Five?
Oh, she's on the Five. But she's already talked herself out of the job because she a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, said that she was under consideration and that she was talking to the White House every day about it and to the president directly. And he didn't take too kindly to her talking publicly about it because it makes it seem like he didn't had lost faith in Sean Spicer when she makes those comments. And so I think she's out of contention. The person I've heard is our friend Laura Ingraham is actually up on the list with Sarah Huckabee. And Huckabee, by the way, she would not go away. She would still be the deputy president. Press secretary. I think it's just depending on whether or not he's ready to promote her to the role. I think she'd be good, too. I like her.
Well, Laura has been quiet, but she was very, very, very instrumental in behind-the-scenes stuff. She kept quiet about a lot of it. Other people took note of it. She did not say much about it. And she and Hannity, it's interesting how they found sort of this parallel universe to be in for different reasons. Laura is an interesting character in her own right. Now, I don't have to go into it.
Yeah, all I'll say is I hope that they have a regular happy hour schedule that everyone can go to after those.
And Kara's work.
She definitely has some boundaries for her radio show, right?
Yeah, right. She's uses the same facility that I do for her program. Anyway, the point is that this Guilfoyle was around crowing that she was a patriot. That so annoys me. When I hear people say that I'm a patriot, like, who the hell, what does that mean? I know what you're selling. I know what you're, it's like people say, I'm a Christian, and they look down their nose at you if you're a Methodist or if you're a Congregationalist or if you're a Catholic or whatever. And I just find those people to be mostly part of the problem. And that's why things, you know, we have certainly that kind of attitude is problematic, not only when talking about dealing with the stuff that we have to deal with in our country, but the things that we have to deal with around the world. It so stops the conversation. It just, and it was, I'm going back, the reason I brought it up, Jennifer, is because with you, we were talking off the air and on the air about what stops the conversation. That kind of stuff stops the conversation for me. Some of the things that we might talk about with regard to things that you're interested in or not interested in stop the conversation. Like I was talking about, we're going to have a car report, and both Victoria and Jennifer said, okay, well, you know, there's something in it maybe for me, but maybe mostly it won't be because women are not interested.
But here's what you have to understand. Everything is in the angle and how it's presented. I mean, it doesn't, and that's what I was just getting at when you asked me about that question. Now, I think sometimes on the show, and I think, Doug, you would admit that sometimes these topics go a little longer than
Need
to go, right?
What an outrageous
job. Sometimes they hit an expiration
you.
Date, but I mean, we all know that.
Yes.
That being said, it's not something that we should ignore or not talk about because I think for a lot of people, when you're doing a magazine-style format, it's all about the presentation. What does the magazine look on the outside? And then you dig in and you get some of the meat and you move on. And people go from topic to topic because it's kind of fast-moving, short bursts of information. And that's, I think, what we attempt to do here, essentially, right?
Yes, it is. We do. All right. How about that? Everybody now knows how the sausage is made.
Right.
Yeah, but it's just good. The
sausage. Brought it up.
Yes, I did bring it up because I wanted people to hear what I think was an interesting conversation. All right, and now we found ourselves at 10 before the hour in the DJV experience.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, you know what that means. It means time for us to talk technology. Instagram is updating its transparency content, and Google is going to fight ISIS with their bare hands.
Wow.
That would be great. All of this information brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. I used ZipRecruiter yesterday. I've gone on their site, and I've looked around, and I've played with using it. But now I found myself in less than 60 seconds. This is really, I mean, when I tell stories about various advertisers, the ladies know that I'm into it. I'm a good storyteller, and I am good at, that's why people like to have me do their commercials, because I'm good at it. Been doing it for a long time. And I don't say that to sound like a smug a-hole. I just good at telling stories. Mostly because I use the stuff. I try it out to see how it works. So I went to ZipRecruiter.com and /DJV yesterday, and I put in, we're looking for, on the farm, somebody to be an event coordinator. And I did all of the stuff it told me to, one click, and I already have people who are lined up for me to look at for this position. And so I found that it was so simple to use. It was, the information was quick. All the things that were there, just it all fit together like a glove. So I'm suggesting if you have your own business, you do what I did, and maybe you've tried it already and you like it, so it's cool.
You post your job at ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's all you have to do. You'll have your first qualified candidates in 24 hours, no matter how big or small your company. This is what people are doing in business to manage candidates all over the place. ZipRecruiter is free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, so why would you be a foolish person and try something else? Try this thing. First free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Instagram. Now let's do the Google and the fighting of Daesh first and see what they're going to do. Weapons, get your weapons loaded. Going down the highway. All right, so what's Google going
to
do?
Well, Google has a plan to redirect potential ISIS recruits away from ISIS and try to convert them to non-terrorist activities. It's the redirect method targets potential recruits with online ads, then it actually sends them to curated anti-terrorist videos. So if they're looking for ISIS content, then Google is going to find these people who are searching for that stuff and then actually show them the opposite of what they want to see. So the method uses keywords like a business advertising type thing would do too, and it shows the ads to people who searched for any type of extremist content. They reportedly, the method has been tested in an 8-week pilot program, and they were able to reach 300,000 people who were searching.
Good God.
They were searching for extremist content.
It tells you a couple of things, and clearly a lot of people are looking for trouble.
Oh my God.
300,000 people. Good.
And so YouTube, which is owned by Google, they're also going to start doing similar things if people are looking for videos, extremist videos, or how to support ISIS or whatever they would be searching for. YouTube is going to have the same type of plan, which is interesting. They're also going to add some more humans. You know, everything we talk about automation, Google says they're going to add more humans into the mix to fine-tune the algorithm and the method.
Yeah. Good. That's important. Now, Instagram is adding transparency to content. How is that going to help?
Well, Instagram's biggest problem right now in terms of, you know, with the government and with some user complaints is lack of transparency. You see your favorite celebrity holding a bottle of any type of product, and if it doesn't say that it's a paid-for ad, then people are under the assumption that Jennifer Lopez is really promoting this type of moisturizer, and that's why she looks so good. And so the Federal Trade Commission sent letters to all these celebrities who have been doing this, and there are a lot of them who are guilty of it. And so now Instagram has stepped up on their end, and as part of the advanced settings, if you are a person who is an influencer, they're called, so if you are a person who is posting something about a sponsored content, you'll be able to tag your business partner like you would tag a name. And if you're a user, then you'll be able to know right away. It says paid partnership with, and it lists the brand. So it's going to be fully transparent as possible.
Transparency. Yep. All right, good. Thank you for that update. 59 after the hour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.